you filthy, filthy perverts. I'm not in the red light district at all, but, you know, wash your mouth out with soap and any other bits you might need washing. I'm actually in the hotel. I've managed to flood the hotel bathroom, and I...
Yes, you have.
I managed to get humbugs all over my bed, and now I realise Di said that... She says, what's this hole in your jeans? And my jeans, for some reason, have a big... I've managed to get a hole in the bum. So we did go around the red light district, and little did I know, I walked around a big hole in the back of my jeans in my bum, which... Make of that what you will.
I wondered why we were being approached by people.
That's right, how much? How much for the little boy? Yes, it's very... I've been around there before when I was young. Well, I have to rephrase that. When I came with my friend last time, of course, as a youngster, you walk around these things, don't you? And we took Amber and Steve. God, it sounds bad. I'm trying to put it better. Anyway, but what's wacky about it is obviously cannabis is legal as well, isn't it? I don't know if it's legal everywhere in the country, but it's legal here. So you've got these cannabis shops. One of them, you walk past this cafe, bloody hell, I tell you, nearly bloody killed, knocked us out.
They've only got to open the door and the fumes yeah. coming out.
You could lit a match, couldn't you, and blow the bloody building up. And then you got all the obviously the places where people go to...
the girls in the window.
Yeah, and they're all written. Amber was very surprised how pretty they were, because obviously a lot of competition and stuff. It's all very... Well, it's tasteful and can be done.
Well, it is, but it's one of those things. You walk past and you kind of don't... You want to look, but you don't want to stare, you know. It's an odd, uncomfortable feeling being so British, isn't it?
Yeah. But the interesting point is the contradictions, isn't it? Because we're walking down the street and Steve's going to go, my God, look at that big thing hanging up there, and he's... ginormous dildos that God knows what, you know, fit for a donkey or something. And then Di goes, oh, look at that church, because all of a sudden these bells start playing, and they're beautiful, weren't they? Because they weren't your ordinary bells, weren't they? They're almost like making tunes out of these bells, these little bells, and this is church. So you've got this kind of contradiction between, you know, don't know about Honda, is it? I would imagine it's, I think everything's Catholic in Europe, don't I? You know, or predominantly, I don't know. I don't know whether they're more Catholic church. But anyway, you've got his church, and obviously you've got these less reputable places in the eyes of religion.
Sex shops.
Yes. But who knows? I mean, I managed to, you know, go into the church, and the priest been there going, hello, everybody, you know, I'm a bit, you know, I like to be contemporary, you know, get followers in, you know, dressed up in his bloody leotard and, you know, strap on. And what. Do you know what I mean? Now we'll do the Lord's Prayer.